your host, Wayne Scherer, and Being Your Destiny in the Wayne Scherer Show. It's great to have you here. I'm going to get into this really quick and not waste a minute, because I was asked by some folks on my blog to talk about winning. You may not be aware, or maybe you are aware, that I've been doing kind of an ongoing leadership series. So I ended up getting a request to talk about what it takes to win. And I said, I don't know that I should be talking about that, but of course, why shouldn't I? In fact, I've won and I've lost and I've won, just like anybody else. In America today, and I'm going to refer to America, obviously, because I am in America, but I think you can in most cases, you'll be able to take, if I say the word America or USA, you'll be able to remove that and put in wherever you are in its place. Just imagine yourself being in a place where you want to win. What does it take to win? What does it take to win in business? What does it take to win in MLM? What does it take to win to be an affiliate marketer? What does it take to win to build your own business and sell information products? What does it take to win to do those things? Well, you know, there's a lot of classic things you'll be told. You'll take all these courses online. You'll be told all kinds of things about winning and what it takes to win in business and have a successful business. You have to have a market. There has to be a need in the market. The people have to feel like that you're the only, that you may be the only place they can find the solution they want. They have to also feel like you are offering them something unique that they could not find somewhere else. Yes, of course, those things are all true. But I know from my mentors, from the people I follow, from the people I listen to, and from my own long existence of struggles from poor to winning, to leadership, to falling off the cliff in a big nosedive, and the climbing back up and winning again, that there's something a whole lot more to winning than just those items that you're classically taught in all of your marketing and advertising and all of your business courses. And if you're in corporate America thinking about getting in on your own, all those things you're taught in corporate America, well, I can tell you, you're wasting your time. They're planting you so that you have to stay stuck in corporate America. They do not want you to leave. So what does it take to win, to get out on your own? It takes a level of toughness that nobody else has, that the people you probably work with right now, the people you probably hang out with right now, a level of toughness they cannot imagine, a motivation level that comes from within to literally get where you're going and to do so without giving in. You have to just get out there and do it. That's all there is to it. You see, in America today, not too long ago, we our president actually tried to redefine the American dream. I thought it was shameful that it would be done that way. How could anybody say this? He defined the American dream as wanting to just have enough money to have a comfortable house and be able to go to school and get a job. I was shocked. That is not the American dream. I would say that anybody from outside of America knows that that's not the American dream. I would say that 85% of Americans know that's not the American dream. The American dream is about toughness. It's about fighting to move ahead no matter what. It's about dreaming the dreams of going wherever you want to go. It doesn't mean that everybody's dream is to own a business or ride around in fancy yachts or own houses the size of Washington State. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having a dream to be whatever you want. There are no limits. Nobody can define the American dream because there isn't a definition for it. It is abstract. It's abstract as you want it to be. It's going wherever you want to go. It's living the life you want to live. I grew up in a very small, well, I can't say small. The suburbs of D.C. is big. It's all actually blends together as one big area. But the little what would you call it? The lost for words. Suburban town, the little suburban town of Wheaton, Maryland. And as far as a township goes, it's a rather small place. And it's probably one of the lower income places in all of that section of Maryland, and everybody knows it. I had no special advantages there, and I probably lived in what was closest and still remains closest to the poorest neighborhood in that particular county. I had nothing by most people's definition, and if I was to strive for only what our president recently said for us to strive for, well, I would never have been a commanding officer of a squadron in the Navy. I would have never completed my college. I would have never completed my master's degree. I would have never gone on and fallen to the bottom and climbed back up and started a business on my own. If the American dream was just to sit around and be happy to have a job that pays enough to get your food, then that would not be acceptable to anyone, and nobody would want to immigrate to America. America would not be the great place that it is, because in America, you are allowed to dream. You are allowed to seek whatever you can reach, whatever your mind will let you go for. Yes, you have laws. So we're going to ignore the fact that some of you are going after, well, you can't violate the law. Of course not. But you can be whatever you want to be. My parents, they had nothing, relatively speaking. Well, they had the Obama American dream, yes. Barely enough to have a house to live in. And a job that paid enough to have the food. And sometimes it didn't pay enough to even have a house, because I'm pretty darn certain at least twice my parents were about to be foreclosed on and managed to somehow get out of it. I don't know what the resolution was, but nonetheless, we were never run out of our house. But there were plenty of nights when we're out there eating pancakes for dinner, eating cereal for dinner. Lucky to have dinner, quite literally. We didn't drink sodas all day. We didn't have snacks all day. We were happy to have what we had. It was a tough life. My parents had a tough life. They were both alcoholics, but they still managed to stay together, to get us together, to get us kids motivated to do well in school, to move ahead, because there's one thing they knew. That despite they had not possibly got the dream that they wanted, that what they were living was not the American dream. And they pushed us. They pushed us on to make sure we got the education we needed and that we did not stop there, that there were no limits in where we could go. There are no limits. The American dream is alive and well in the hearts and minds of those who don't listen to the news. And those who don't listen to our president, who wants us to believe that we should be satisfied at it stopping at some mediocre level. Americans are not mediocre. Winning a business is not about being mediocre. Winning a business is about dreaming the life. It's about having things that others don't realize. It's about, number one, having a spirituality that understands there is something much bigger in this world than just you. That's number one. For most people, that's a religion. For me, it's believing in God and Christ. For others, it may be something else. But understanding there is something bigger than you is number one in being able to be a winner. Number two is loving your family. Loving your family like nothing else. Number two, loving your family. You must love your family. You got to have them as something you're going to win at. That is a big part of winning overall. Number three, then, is your business. And number two and number three, actually the three of them, one, two, and three, can almost not be separated. When they are, you start losing sight of things. When your business becomes separate from your family, and your family becomes separate from your spirituality, and your business becomes separate from your spirituality, that leaves you going off in a direction that can take you down the darkest roads that you don't want to be on. It can lead you to doing things you would have never have imagined yourself doing until after you got there and you did it. And then you've crashed and burned in whatever way it comes because you separated those three. They must be together. There's nothing wrong with living your business as long as you're loving your family and have your spirituality above all. You understand there's something bigger than you, and your family is bigger than you, and your spirituality is bigger than all. Get those three things and win at them. You know, you can't just win at your family without doing anything, right? I mean, who has a life where you don't argue with your wife, you don't ever argue with your kids, you always agree with each other? That doesn't exist, right? You have to work at it. There's always something that just rubs you the wrong way about what somebody in your family did today, right? Something that takes you on a course that, even though it may be very minor in the big picture of things, just rubs you and eats you the entire day. But do you quit? No. Your family is important. You work at it. You work at it and you work at it. You work at it endlessly. Your spirituality is the same thing because it's taking you to places beyond things you can see and feel and realize. It takes work to have those things. To win in business takes endless work and endless commitment and having a dream bigger than anything you have right now, even bigger than what you may imagine right now. Being able to go to each level and realize there's another level. Because the better you do in business, the more people you can help, the better you can make your family, the better you can reach other people and help them in their lives. Because part of the American dream is the ability of entrepreneurs to give. Entrepreneurs give in America like no other country in the world, and that's a fact. And I'm afraid that if you're in another country, we are businessmen and successful millionaires give more money here than any other country in the world. That is a fact. And that is part of the dream. The reason that kind of philanthropy can happen is because the American dream is being whatever you want to be, doing whatever you want to do, reaching as far as you can. The more people you can reach, the grander your effect and the goodness of all people. There's lots of people coming into business today, and it's probably was this way years ago, although I'm living right now, so I'll talk about right now, but I've heard people talk about the past in the same way. People come into business just expecting things to happen fast. Well, I'm going to be mean. I'm going to be the grumpy old commander. I'm going to put it to you like it is, like I tell anybody. You got to stop believing everything's going to be handed to you. You got to stop believing that your business, if it doesn't work in 3 or 4 days, that it isn't going to work. You have to have a commitment that goes not days, not weeks, not months, not years, but until you achieve what you want to achieve, however long that might be. It does not matter how long that is. I will never quit and I will never stop because there's no end to what I can achieve. My achievements go beyond my imagination. I don't even know what my maximum achievements are, and I hope I can find out sometime soon. It's a fact that if you believe that everything has to happen in a matter of days or weeks, then you are going to quit and you are not going to succeed. That's just the way it is. In order to win in business, you have to get out there and believe. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you will do what you want to do. You have to do like one of my favorite speakers, Art Williams, says, and that's just do it. If you think you need more to make your life work, then just do it. If you think all you need is to, you know, make another $20 this month and you can do it, well then, just do it, he says. There is nobody that can do any of this for you. It all starts with you. It all starts with your spirituality and your family. And together, you make your business grow. Anybody who's in business with the idea of only making money is not going to win. They're going to lose. They're going to lose, and they're going to lose big. Sure, yes, there are people that start business and start making money, and for some time, maybe even make a lot of money with the idea of only making money. But I can't name any of them that lasted. They come tumbling down and tumbling down fast. To win in business, you have to have a mindset that you are going to deliver that something that to people that they want and they need. Now, we all know that people buy what they want first, and that's just the way of life. But you must deliver what they need as well. You must realize that that is a big part of what you must do. Your commitment can't be to only make a certain amount of money by the end of the next 30 days or you quit. Well, I guarantee you, you're quitting because you're not going to, if you've never been in business, you're not going to make that money by the end of the 30 days and you are going to quit. So quit. But if you want to be a winner, if you want to win, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe and make a commitment that goes so far beyond reality that nobody can stop you. Nothing can get in your way. Okay, so that does not mean you get to run over top of everybody heartlessly. In the Navy, we were taught that being a leader isn't being a friend. To some degree, that was true. But I can tell you, with every unit I was in, with each level of leadership I moved up, I considered all of those people around me my family. They were my other family. They were all family. I had to be tough. I had to be tough if I wanted a winning unit. But being tough is not bad. For you sissies in corporate America that cry every time your boss says a harsh word to you, well, stay in corporate America, okay? Stay there. Don't come out and try to be leaders because you're not capable until you change your mindset that you can be tough and still be people's friends. I had to make many a decision for people that I cared about a lot. I remember once when a young lieutenant was, I was giving this lieutenant the first fitness report. And it wasn't what this lieutenant wanted it to be. And this lieutenant was very upset. And I was very upset. I had to actually sit down and plan how I was going to tell this person this and rehearse it somewhat in my mind because I considered everybody family and putting that forward was hard. But I had to be tough because this lieutenant went on to become a superb lieutenant in the future because I was willing to be tough and tell it to this person like it was. You need to be tough. If you want to stand up and win in business, you need to become a leader. It doesn't mean you can't be friends with the people that you are leading, but it does mean you have to be tough with them. You have to be tough. If you want to win and be able to affect people, you have to be tough. You have to get in the way of people trying to stop you. It doesn't mean you run over good people, but you certainly have to get in the way of people that want to stop you. Because they are probably not good people, unless you're being bad. But I'm going to assume that we're talking about only being good and spreading good and sharing good and delivering good to others. It costs money, it costs work, it costs effort to do that. But by being good, by being tough, by being a leader is how you get there. Many people want to go into business online today. Nothing wrong with that except they want to hide, they want to be hidden. You cannot be a successful business person if you are not willing to stand up and be a leader. If you are not willing to stand up and be convicted for something, have a conviction, be willing to stand by your own personal ethics. You must have ethics. You must be wanting to help other people. Being in business is about delivering what other people want. If you're not willing to help other people, then don't come into business. Go somewhere else. Stay in corporate America on your little desk in your little cubicle and cry to yourself about why you don't get to go home on time tonight. Do that. Be the little sissy baby. I don't care if that's what it takes for me to succeed so I can help as many people as possible to keep you, the little sissy baby, out of the way, then that is what I will do. I will be tough. Yeah, you're calling me all kinds of names now, but that's what it takes. You have to stand up and be a leader. Stand up and be in charge. Stand up and take a stance. I'm here to help as many people get ahead as possible. I give everything I got to anybody who comes to me with an attitude of winning. I do not give everything I got to people who come to me telling me I have to give them everything. That will get you nowhere. And I'm here to make winners, to make leaders, to put people ahead. How do you become a winner? You have to be tough. You just do it. Whatever it is you need to do, you just do it. You don't have an excuse for not doing it. You don't say, I can't. I can't. I can't. I just can't. You know, that's whiny stuff for people sitting in corporate cubicles. They can't do it because it's not in their job description, right? Well, you don't have a job description as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a business leader. You only have a conviction to help other people get ahead and do whatever it takes to help as many people as possible and deliver whatever it is about your service or business to deliver that to as many people as possible the best way possible that truly helps them have what they want and have what they need and have the best life they can. Everyone is not fit for business. In America, anyone can be in business, but everyone can't because there's those that want everybody to just give them everything they want. Give them. And I mean that literally. Yes, I'm going to be harsh. Because I am willing to take a stance when others are not willing to do so. You must be tough. That's all there is to it. You say, yeah, Wayne, yeah, you're tough. Well, yeah, I am tough. I know I'm harsh. And it doesn't bother me. It used to at one time. It was so hard when I was coming up in the Navy to have to be tough on people. But that's why I kept moving up in the Navy, because I had people get ahead where nobody else did. Yeah, I'll brag a little bit, but when I was a commanding officer, I won a retention award. And my unit had achieved, I believe it was about 85% retention, which meant that people that were due to leave decided to stay instead. Now, that was unheard of, because at the time, the average retention rate in the Navy was around 30%. And many people couldn't understand how I did it, because I knew that I wasn't sitting around telling them how great everything was when it wasn't, telling them what sugar flowers they're walking in, and you know, always telling them something nice when something bad is happening. I didn't do that. But I showed them how they could get what they wanted. I showed them how to be tough to get where you wanted to go. And thus, many people stayed around to do so, and they did it. I had more people in my time go on to become commanding officers than just about any of my peers that were commanding officers at the time. And why? Because I was tough on them. I was their friend. So maybe they didn't think I was at some times, but I loved them all, and I loved them all dearly. And to have them succeed meant more to me than anything else. To see you succeed means more to me than anything else. But you have to want to succeed. When you want to succeed, you will succeed. How long will it take? That long. If you want to succeed, you have to be in it until you do. There is no time frame that can be put on that. Whether you think there should be or not, it can't be, and it won't be, and it never will be. You must stand up and be a leader and take charge, and then you will succeed. Put no end on what that date will be. Set goals. Go for it. If you miss a goal, set a new goal. But there's no end date. There's no retreat date. There's no such thing as only wanting to get to a certain level and stopping. The American dream is big. It's beyond what any person can see for themselves. The American dream is not what our president was telling us a couple years ago. And I want everybody in the world to live the real American dream. You can call it whatever dream you want to call it, but make it big. Make it big, because you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. This is Wayne Scherer. I'll see you on the next Wayne Scherer Show.